good afternoon. I have a devotion in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Pray to St. Michael. St. Michael, the Archangel, please have this back. Be our defense against the wickedness of the spirit of the devil. May God rebuke and we humbly pray. And do to our princes and our nobles, by the power of God, trust in the God of Satan and the other evil spirits, who prowl about the world to ruin themselves. Take a little meaning, other purposes, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To you, we cry out for an action of the meaning. To you, we send out our sighs, mourning, and weeping, and sad with tears. Turn them, most gracious advocate, and our eyes and mercy towards us. And add to this our exile, show our thoughts the blessed fruit of our Lord Jesus. O Clement, the love of peace, your spirit, and your prayer. Welcome you to St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Catholic Church. We are happy that you are here to worship with us. If you are a new parishioner, please contact the office or see the sacristan after Mass, and they will gladly give you a welcome packet. At this time, please take a moment to silence your cell phones. The Knights of Columbus are looking forward to washing your car next Saturday, 9 a.m. till noon. Drive right over to the parking lot near the hall to get your car clean again. Donation is $5. Pray about joining our team of catechists or their assistants. This is a great way to pass on our precious Catholic faith. Call the office or stop by. YFF registration will be August 29th in the hall after the 10:30 a.m. Mass. Join us for lunch and meet your child's catechist. Prayer group will meet Wednesday at 1 p.m. in the church office. All are welcome to join them. Prayer intentions can be left in the collection basket or prayer baskets at the side and rear of the church. Just a reminder, we will only pass the collection basket around once. Please put your weekly offering and school contribution in that basket. Thank you for your generosity. Bishop Parks has approved a disaster relief fund to respond to the earthquake and floods that devastated Haiti recently. Any donation to Catholic Relief Services will provide immediate assistance for our Haitian sisters and brothers. We are starting to organize our RCIA class for the fall. If anyone is interested in pursuing our Catholic faith, please contact the office or see the bulletins for more details. Our Mass this afternoon is offered for Claudia and Torbio Villacasta. Our celebrant is Father Sojan. Please stand.
Our entrance hymn, Gather Your People, number 313.
Let's begin the celebration in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Peace be with you.
Amen.
So, my dear friends, coming together as God's family, let us acknowledge our failures and shortcomings before the Lord, and ask His pardon and forgiveness. I confess to Almighty God, and you, my brothers and sisters,
that I have erred in my thoughts, in my words, in what I have done, and what I have done,
through my faults, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask this Mary, worthy, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me, Lord of God. May the Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Lord have mercy. Christ have mercy. Lord have mercy.
Along our entire journey and among the peoples through whom he passed. Therefore, we will also serve the Lord, for he is our God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm response, taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Let us taste the goodness of the Lord. Himself, the church in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. So also husbands should love their wives as their own bodies. So he who loves his wife loves himself. For no one hates his own flesh, but rather nourishes and cherishes it, even as Christ does the church, because we are members of his body. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and his mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak in reference to Christ and the church. the word of the Lord.
He said to them, "Does this shock you? What if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life, while the flesh is of no avail. The words I have spoken to you are Spirit and life, but there are some of you who do not believe." Jesus knew from the beginning the one who would not believe and the one who would betray him. And he said, "For this reason I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted him by my Father." As a result of this, many of his disciples returned to their former ways of life and no longer accompanied him. Jesus then said to the 12, "Do you also want to leave?" Simon Peter answered him, "Master, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and are convinced that you are the Holy One of God." The Gospel of the Lord. Last few Sundays, we have been hearing from the Old Testament, the first readings, how the people of Israel, they traveled their journey and, how they were delivered from Egypt and all that. And now, they entered the promised land, and so Moses was not able to enter there. And after Moses, Joshua took over. And now, Joshua is the leader. And then now Joshua is, about to die. And Joshua, what he did is, he called the people, of Israel, and he is talking to them in today's first reading. And it's a beautiful reading. It's very nice. It makes a lot of sense, and what he is talking about. And it has got a beautiful connection between today's gospel reading too. After being there in the promised land, the people of Israel started maybe, Joshua felt that they are not going to follow their own God. And that is why, he did not have confidence. Slowly, he felt it because, the promised land, there were, God and goddesses and, of that land, And people, they were wondering, hey, maybe these people also will follow, those gods and goddesses there. And that is why Joshua called them together and he said, no, it is a beautiful way Joshua did it, because he gave them the freedom. And, you know, he said, hey, this is what is going to be, you know, to be the truth, that, you know, you are here. Now you can choose whether you want to follow the Lord or, you know, do you want to follow the God of the land there. And but he said, as for me and my household, I am going to follow the Lord. That's what he said. Then it's up to you, no, whatever, because you are free now, it's up to you, whether you want to follow. I'm not forcing you anything, you know, like, so it's up to you whether you can follow the Lord or not. But as for me, I am going to do that. I am going to follow the Lord. You know, and that is what we exactly, but sometimes that we see in today's gospel too, you know, Jesus making the kind of, the people started going away from him, and he made it very clear. You know, sometimes, you know, in life we come across situations like this in our life too. You know, like I have seen, like, there's a guy, you know, always, you know, used to send me sometimes, you know, emails, and, you know, he used to talk to me about whenever there is something bad in the Catholic Church, you know, he will tell, hey, you know, look at this, you know, Pope Francis is like that, and that priest is like this, or, you know, like, that bishop is like that, you know, like, and all that, you know, like, so finally, one day, I had to tell him, you know, see, you know, same thing as Joshua said, you know, like, see, I told, you know, like, as for me, I know who is my God. I know what he did for me. No, and I am not concerned about, you know, like, maybe here that priest or this priest or that bishop, whatever he, you know, whatever priest they did, matter what they did, is absolutely right, wrong, and I have no problem with that. But, you know, as for me, I know that I am baptized and I am confirmed and I am ordained to, you know, to this, you know, to my God. And I made my commitment to my Lord. I did not make my commitment to any of the priests, you know, any of the other guys, any of the other popes, you know, I did not do that. I made my commitment to my Lord. And as for me, I am going to do this. I am not, you know, going to come out of this just because, you know, you bring some stupid point because of that and this, you know, I'm not going to do that. You know, like, so this is what my conviction, this is what I believe. You know, and therefore sometimes we come across situations like that, and I'm sure people will come and tell you too, hey, look at that priest, that bishop, and that pope, and, you know, like, I mean, no, you have not made your commitment to those people. You have made your commitment to God, you know, and that God who did for you, and God, that God who helps you, that God who leads you every moment of your life, and that is the commitment that you did, and that's why Joshua asked the people, are you willing to rededicate yourself, you know, in your commitment? And that's what he asked. And, you know, again, same thing we see in today's gospel passage. You know, like Jesus was speaking last few Sundays we had, Jesus was speaking about the bread of life discourse, you know. And in that, you know, like Jesus was talking about, oh, I am the bread of life, and, you know, anyone who eats my body and my blood, you know, will they will live forever, you know, all those beautiful things. And, you know, and before that we see when Jesus was multiplying the bread and, you know, like feeding the people, they were all with him, they were all so happy, wonderful, and all that. And when comes, you know, some of the things that they could not understand, they could not accept, you know, they said, no, this is it, we cannot understand this, you know, like, I mean, we are not going to follow him, and, you know, I cannot see that, I cannot understand this, you know, like, how can I be in his body and his blood and all that, you know, like, and I'm sure for the Jewish people it was very hard to understand too. And but Jesus, what he did is very important here. You know, Jesus did not make any compromise in that. Jesus, he said, what I am telling is the truth. Unless you eat my body, you know, he did not say, I did not say symbolically your body, but this is the true, real body and blood that I am giving, my flesh, my blood to eat. Unless you eat that, you will not have life in you. No, and he said, this is the truth. This is what you believe. This is what you should believe. And this is what it is. And there is no compromise for that. No? And Jesus did not say, oh, you know what? Those people who went back, he did not call them back, hey, come over. I did not mean that way. No, he did not do that. He asked his disciple, hey, Peter and his disciple, do you also want to go?
If you want to go, you go. I have no problem, but this is the truth, you know? And therefore, you know, my dear friends, today, as we reflect on this gospel passage, it is about the choice. It's about the decision that we make in our life. It is about the commitment that we make to the Lord that is important, you know, not anything else, you know. And sometimes when people come and tell you about things and about your faith, and when they challenge you, no, this is what you want to tell them. Hey, I am not making any commitment to any of those people in the church. See, that is one of the things. Church is not of me. Church is not of the bishop. Church is not of the Pope. Church is of Christ. And the church Jesus built, that church is not ever going to fail. That church is going to fail. Maybe here and there, people fail. Bishop fail. Pope fail. Priest fail. But Christ will not fail. The church will never fail. And, you know, and therefore, you know, we need to be saved. For as for me and my household, you know, I choose the Lord. And I made my commitment to my God. I made my dedication to the Lord. And therefore today, as we reflect on this gospel passage, let us, you know, always remember that, you know, what God has done in our life, and let us rededicate our life always to
God of unbroken promises, hear the humble prayers that we bring to you today. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen. You are doing perfect gifts, let us sing. Jesu, joy of our desiring, number 409.
Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, For you so loved the world that in your mercy you sent us the Redeemer to live like us in all things but sin, so that you might love in us what you loved in your Son, by whose obedience we have been restored to those gifts of yours. By sinning, we are lost in disobedience. And so, Lord, with all the angels and saints, we to give you thanks, as in exaltation we acclaim. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." Supper was ended. He took the chalice and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." To be in your presence and minister to you, humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with the Francis and Pope and Gregory, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us, we pray. That with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with the Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the Blessed Apostles, and with all the saints who have preached you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs of eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever.
At the Savior's command and for own divine teaching, we dare say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us all trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we wait the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said, Dear Apostles, peace I give you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your Church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Let's offer each other the sign of peace.
Thank you.
Jesus' name. Complete within us, O Lord, we pray, the healing work of humans, and graciously perfect and sustain us, so that in all things we may please you. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And
may the Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth for Christ's sake.
Amen.
Nice weekend.
As we're sent forth, let us sing, lead me, guide me, number 399.